Da 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 da.
That was really good.
We actually did really good. I was like, we really like know that song.
We did. We were like making eye contact, and I was kind of like, I wonder if we're both gonna go the same direction.
Oh my goodness! Welcome back to the Too Much Podcast. It's Remedy and Libby, and today we're gonna talk about sports,
specifically football.
Yeah. So we'll just go ahead and start that off. That's why we gave you guys that little.
Yeah.
We did that little song for y'all, which. Is that the ESPN theme song? Is that the NFL theme song? I don't know.
I'm feeling like it's NFL, and I'm feeling like I can hear like the announcers talking over that song, like as Sunday night. Maybe it's Sunday night. Maybe it's Monday night. Maybe it's Thursday night. Maybe it's Tuesday morning. Maybe it's Saturday afternoon. I don't know. Whatever.
It does feel NFL specific. And then the ESPN one is that like dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun.
I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
But yes, today's episode, we are going to be talking about the upcoming football season.
We're both wearing our team sweatshirts. I'm wearing NFL, you're wearing college. But I'm wearing my dad's Cowboy sweatshirt.
I'm wearing my Florida Gators sweatshirt.
Yeah, so
Libby made me actually put this on for the sake of this episode. Mm-hmm. I was talking to one of my male coworkers, and he was asking questions about the podcast and was like, what are your next few episodes going to be about? And I was like, actually, don't know. And he gave us this idea, and he was like, y'all should talk about the upcoming football season, but with no knowledge, like don't look anything up. And so that's what we're going to do. We have some questions that we're going to answer and discuss.
Mm-hmm. We're going to see where this takes us.
We'll see where it takes us. And then I also think we should talk about at the end, like, are we going to get into the watching? And like, I did last year. I paid for services to be able to watch. Yeah.
For multiple.
Wow. Like, it's just like so fall.
It is.
And I found a way to put my own spin on it.
Okay, I want to hear about that. Put a pin in that for the end.
But first, let's talk about what actually matters.
The
summer I turned pretty.
If you need to skip this part for spoilers, skip it, because we will be giving spoilers.
Yeah.
This week was heart-wrenching.
Wow.
This week was heart-wrenching.
But it was amazing.
It was amazing. I watched it on my own this week, which it was a good thing, because at the end I was lit. Well, when Belly made her own Conrad edit in her head.
Yeah.
On the dance floor, I was screaming and kicking my feet. Oh, let's rewind.
Okay.
To the other part we were screaming. A bad scream.
The dancing. The guys. Whole first 20 minutes with the like showing up to the bachelor party.
No.
The,
like, Jellyfish. Sick.
Annika, the Annika of it all.
Yeah, like, Annika being like, who am I going to make out with this weekend?
Conrad.
No. Ugh. No. Like,
the whole first 20 minutes, I was like, this is so, like, I can't even be watching this.
It was really annoying.
The dancing.
No, when they started dancing, it went on for really long, too. Like, the girls' dance, I was like, why is this taking up so much screen time right now? The songs on it this episode were insane.
Amazing.
Starting off with Juno.
Yeah.
I texted Remedy as I was watching, because there was Juno and then Sticky. And I texted her and I said, there's going to be two songs you're going to be really excited about.
Uh-huh. I also really love We Can't Be Friends. Oh, so when I heard that come on, gosh. I was like, oh, was she
talking about Sticky before,
or We Can't Be Friends?
No, I texted you that right when Sticky came on. And okay, so then the episode kept going, and We Can't Be Friends, I was like, oh my gosh.
I also really love Lost My Life.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, so the dancing was really horrible, but then every interaction with Conrad, amazing, perfect. Even the boys dancing, me being like, boo, boo. And then Conrad's like, do you land on your palm or your fingers? And I'm like, oh, Conrad, you're so perfect.
He's so perfect.
It's like, somehow you made it better.
He also is the best actor in the show.
1,000,000%.
At all point, like even when he like was having that conversation with Jeremiah, mm-hmm. and Jeremiah said he got his dad offered him a job at the firm, mm-hmm. and then Conrad's face, just the face that yes. he made, and he was like, "Tell me you said no." He just like is real.
He's so believable.
He like knows his character. He really knows his yes. character.
Yes.
Which, again, I will also say, this is the only thing I'm going to say ever in Jeremiah's defense.
Okay.
Is that like Conrad is written specifically in the TV show to be amazing.
For
and,
sure.
And Jeremiah is not. Yes. So
there's nothing.
Like, it's not really that
he
fair.
He can't win. He no. can't win. And like, I don't want him to. So no. it's okay.
Yeah.
Like there, I'm thankful that he's being the worst this season, because then now we're all on the same page. It's not any, there's no more yeah. to Jeremiah.
Yeah.
It's just like, let's get him together. The part one where she, so she makes the edit of Conrad in her head. Mm-hmm. She takes a single gummy. I saw something that was like, oh, I love that bridal party theme, crossed in cousins. Unbelievable. Oh, yeah, man. I was scared for her. And she's like, I don't really want to drink. I don't want to. And like, then she yeah. just like partook in everything yeah, to the max. She did.
And they were acting like she was like, had any sense of sobriety to her. No. And it's no. like the things that you've consumed, like,
no,
she you're wasn't not sober,
okay.
girly.
She was not okay.
No.
And then when she confronted Conrad and was like, did you talk to my mom?
Yeah. Oh. That was.
And then he was like, you deserve like to have everything you've ever wanted.
Yeah.
Like, well, she's no, you deserve also just to have. Like,
it's so annoying. I'm sorry. Because she's just like, well, why? No, and it's like she wants him to say, because I love you, Belly, because I'm in love with you. I'll do anything. And then he does.
And then she's like, okay, whatever. We'll get there. But he says, I want you to have the wedding you've always imagined. And then later yeah. she tells Taylor, I've only ever imagined Conrad. Yeah. And when she said that, I was like, finally, we're being honest
yes.
here.
Yeah.
Like, fine. This is the first honest thing you've said all season.
And Taylor, I love in that scene when Belly says that and Taylor's just like, frick.
Like, she's like, oh, she knows this is yeah.
It's like, what's Taylor gonna do the next morning when they wake up?
I don't
like
know.
I'm so even just curious. Excited to see like their dialogue.
Yes.
And like, will it get addressed? Like, I don't know.
Well, remember we saw in the trailer, it showed Taylor yelling at Conrad, being like, you think you're just gonna come and confess your love for her and like ruin
oh
this wedding?
My gosh.
So I think she's gonna get mad at Conrad. I just remember that. I mean, obviously I read the book, but I can't really remember.
Yeah.
I'm honestly also shocked that all of this happened and we still have 4 episodes left.
Uh-huh.
Like, what else is going to happen?
Well, hopefully they're going to give us something that we want.
Hopefully and, like, the last will episode be prolonged.
Is. Yeah. And it's those two together.
I do. I hope so. But yeah, then Conrad. And then Conrad being like thinking he's going to break the news to Belly. And then she's like,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And then
he's like, what?
And we talked about this because I was pissed about her being like, you've done much worse.
Uh-huh. Yeah. In my initial thoughts, because I watched it and then like as soon as I finished, Libby came in the living room and we talked about it. And I said, I just don't think that the you've done much worse that she's talking about is him forgetting the corsage. It's not the like breaking up mm-hmm, of it all. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that he's just like left her.
And took his love away,
yeah. which means is actually so much more hurtful to her mm-hmm. than anything that Jeremiah could do because
it's
he's
him.
Conrad.
That's the thing, is it's like she has such low expectations for Jeremiah, honestly.
Yeah.
Like yeah. she doesn't even realize it. No. But it's like Conrad, it's like he is perfect to her.
Yeah.
So when he messes up, it's like devastating.
Yeah.
Because she's built him up so much in her mind. But Jeremiah is just like her little buddy.
Yeah.
And when he messes up, it's like, oh, it's just Jeremiah.
It's Jeremiah. I also did, of course, have a thought of just like, wait, why does Conrad love Belly so much?
No, it doesn't make any sense.
And he loves her.
He
loves her. He's just always loved her since they were little.
Yeah, he just loves her and he wants to take care of her. And
which is honestly like makes it easier for me to digest. Because there are times when I'm just like, of course I want it to be Conrad and Belly, but mm-hmm. at the same time, I
don't
just
want
like,
that for
it's
Belly.
So toxic.
Belly doesn't deserve him.
Yeah. Exactly.
She doesn't deserve him.
No.
But he wants her, so I want her. I want him to have her.
But. Yeah. But it makes it a lot easier to digest when it's just like, he has legitimately just always loved her.
And honestly, there might be a little bit of Susanna in her. And that's why he loves her too. Like, she kind of is like a piece of his mom.
Yeah. Crap. Oh. It's so good. It's so good.
So good. And I, the next day, I got home from work and was watching all these edits. First of all, I'm like sobbing. Rewatched the scene. I don't know why. I went back and rewatched the We Can't Be Friends scene. And then I went back and watched the end. And I was like, why am I doing this to myself? But I did. And was was sobbing. And then the next day I come home, I'm watching all these edits. And I was, a tear ran down my face. And I said, I have to stop. It's gone too far. Like, I'm seeing Lori and Joe like compilations with this. Like, I'm like, oh my God, so heart-wrenching. And then I'm seeing like Jess being like, why did you drop out of Yale compilations? And like, I'm like mad. I'm sad. The amount of times I saw Conrad's face be so sad. Uh-huh. It was like, this is too much. It was too much the first time. Uh-huh. It's too much every time after.
Yeah, it really is. So maybe you sent me something, but it was like, I'm incredibly impressed with this man's will to live.
And it's like all these pictures of him just standing alone, being left alone. And just staring off after all these horrible things happen.
It's horrible.
No, he's so strong.
It's literally horrible.
I'm eager for the next episode. We have unfortunately can't watch the next episode together either, but...
No.
But I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It is an emotional roller coaster. I will say though, like, I love a group watching experience with like what feels like the whole world right now. Yeah. For everyone who is our age in America is watching this show. And it is so fun because even as I was watching it, it was like, I'm experiencing this for the first time, but I know I'm about to see so much more content about this.
Yeah.
And I get to relive this and like everything's going to be broken down for me. Everything's going to be discussed and I get to discuss this with everyone in my life.
Yeah.
It's so fun. So
it is so fun. Oh, okay. Last thing that I was going to say. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the TikToks of people during the scene on the beach between Conrad and Belly, of people reading Belly's dialogue?
Chills, full body chills. Narration. First thing, I need to let him go. I need to get it right so I can really let him go.
Yeah. Or what really got me was when the first thing she says is, and then I dropped to my knees and cried. First for Conrad, and then for me.
Oh my gosh. And it's just like, she's dug herself in such a hole. It's like, this is her choice.
Yeah.
But she has dug herself in such a hole that like, she's mourning because she's like, I don't see a way out.
Yeah.
Oh my, I mean, it's like, it's physically heartbreaking. It is. It physically hurts me.
It hurts.
Like my chest hurts. Just
right now, I'm like crying.
No, literally. Again, it's like, I gotta, this next episode has to be on a lighter note.
I know. Like, just that like was, fighting and stuff. Like just fight. Like nobody get their heart broken again, please.
Like that was hopefully the worst it will be. Seriously.
Yeah.
I think that is going to be like the most sad.
Yeah. Oh, and also he knows like his part in the book after that scene also is him being like, I know she loves me. I know.
I don't
remember. By the way, by the look that she just gave me. And so like it gives confirmation. Yes. Like he knows.
He knows.
And she knows.
Yeah.
But that's just not.
It's not the enough situation right now.
Yeah. That's happening.
Oh my gosh. He's him saying the way you looking at me.
Yeah. The way you used to.
Us talking the way
we used to.
That is the worst part. Like that moment right there. It's so vulnerable. Oh, I can't. Like, can we move on?
I am going to say, you know, I'm always going to play devil's advocate a little
bit.
Yes. And I love Conrad with everything I have right now. But also,
he's all the crush points.
Also, I am like, you had to wait this long.
100%. Well, it's because he found out that Jeremiah cheated.
I know. Yes.
Because she was like,
he was not going to.
He was like, this is what's best for Belly. She's happy. I want her to be happy. Mm-hmm. But then he was like, wait, actually, she's with this guy who literally cheated on her, and I hate him, and he deserves to be hated because he cheated on her. Mm-hmm. So that's the only reason he says it now.
Mm-hmm. I also love during his little monologue when he says, and I love Jeremiah. He's my brother.
He's my family.
But still.
It's like, we're like, we gotta move on. It's like 30 minutes later.
Oh my gosh.
And then when he says,
oh gosh, I want to watch it again. I want to watch it again.
I don't want to. I can't.
Okay. So anyways, we'll see what happens next week. I just had this thought. This is kind of like us like doing opposite of what Taylor Swift just did, unfortunately. Well, you remember last week, like me talking about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And now, you know, Taylor Swift being on a sports podcast. Yeah. And now us allowing sports onto our podcast.
Okay. I was really confused where you were going with this. Seriously.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
It's like, what do you mean we're doing the opposite of what she's doing? We're not having Easter eggs. We're not. I'm like, what?
Like, we're not.
What are we about
releasing
to reveal?
An album.
Yeah. We're doing a lot of things opposite of Taylor Swift. We're not billionaires.
Oh, so. Man. Okay. So true.
Okay, where should we begin? Also, can I just say, like, are we talking college and NFL or just NFL?
No, that's a great question. I don't know.
I think we just do NFL.
Well, the questions that I have
are college.
Are college.
Okay,
we'll just do college. Like, I would actually rather college. I mean, I'm fine to talk about both, but if I had to choose between NFL and college, okay. I would just do college.
Let's just do both then.
Okay, great.
Okay, great.
Like, I don't even know any NFL teams. I know, like, three. Like, I'm embarrassed. I'm scared I'm actually accidentally going to, like, be talking about a quote-unquote NFL team, but it's, like, actually a college team or something.
Well, listen, I asked a close and trusted friend who is a big football gal, and she gave me a lot of information about different quarterbacks and different teams that I can share with you.
Okay, wow.
That are some, it's some interesting tea, maybe.
Ooh.
And it includes at least four NFL teams. So we have at least four teams that we can know for sure are NFL.
Okay, great. Some tea.
So you're clearly cheering for Florida.
Yes.
I'm clearly cheering for Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently Baylor plays Auburn next week.
Okay, yeah. So it's all about to start.
Yeah.
Next weekend. This was the last weekend of preseason.
Yeah.
And Baylor's playing Auburn next week.
Yes. And I feel like that is a really crazy game to start with, because normally it was always some rando team. But I'm like, Auburn and the freshman getting to run the line for the first time at an Auburn game. That is so fun.
Amazing. I love that for them.
Are you going to follow along with Florida football?
Yeah.
I know you followed along a lot with basketball.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah. That's what started it all for me.
Football?
Like Florida football.
Okay.
Yes. Just brief backstory. I didn't go to a college with a football team, and my family's never really been invested in any team other than the Cowboys. But I realized, like, I feel like the rest of the world is a part of something that I'm not getting to be a part of because I don't really have a team to root for.
Okay.
And so 2 seasons ago, I was like, I'm going to choose a team to root for. Obvious answer for me would have been Texas, which they've always kind of been like a safe, you know, whatever. I'm from Texas. Like, I'll root for Texas unless they're playing Florida at this point.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I didn't want to just choose them as my team because they just felt safe. And also they were having an amazing season. And so it was like,
totally jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I'm a Texas fan all of a sudden, even though, you know, I've been born and raised here. That would have been fine.
Yeah.
But I watched a couple games, and I watched Florida play Tennessee, which they're kind of rivals.
Okay.
They're rivals.
Didn't know that.
And Florida won, and I just liked the way that they played, specifically that game. And I was already leaning a little bit toward them. And so, yeah, ever since then, I genuinely have been a Florida fan. And people, like, try to give me a little bit of crap about it. But at this point, I'm like, I am. And I, like, have not wavered. Like, they are the team that I will, like, watch and root for and hope they win.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, of course, they won March Madness.
Yeah, amazing.
Which was amazing. I was glad to be on that side of history.
Totally.
So, and then you're a Baylor girl, obviously.
I guess. I mean, I am, but it's like, the only reason I know that they're playing Auburn is because I was talking about football yesterday with some people and they were telling me, and I was like, oh, really? Like, I have not known what's going on in Baylor sports since I graduated. Even when I was going there, I barely went to games. So I cannot even act like I care. It was fun when we went to the national championship, I guess. We played OU at AT&T Stadium.
Wasn't it basketball?
No, that was football. Whatever it is that it's football. Oh. It's like the division, whatever. And then, of course, I was excited when Baylor won March Madness one time.
What division is Baylor in?
I don't know. They changed at some point when I was there, I think. Or maybe before I was there. I don't remember.
Okay. Well,
let's start with college football and you read the questions you have.
Okay, great.
And then we'll jump to NFL.
Okay. My friend said, you guys should talk about what coaches y'all think are in the hot seat in the SEC this year. And then he said, that's coaches you think could get fired at the end of the year.
Do you know coaches?
Well, funny enough, I wonder if he asked this question because the head coach of Florida, Billy Napier, okay. I've never known how to pronounce it.
Okay.
Almost got fired at the end of last season. And not even at the end of it, kind of like towards the end of it. And I remember like that being a big deal. And it was like, is he about to get fired? And then he's still here. He made it an entire year. And
so
he's still
in
here.
The hot seat?
I think he's probably still in the hot seat.
Is Florida SEC?
Florida's in the SEC. Great. Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah. He's probably still in the hot seat unless they have a good season.
Okay.
They're so painful to watch.
Really?
They like just don't know how to finish strong.
That's kind of how Baylor's
from
too.
What I've observed. And just like stop giving up at the end.
You it's horrible. Give him a pep talk.
I do need to give him a pep talk.
Isn't it kind of funny that your team is in the state that I grew up in and my team is the state that you grew up in?
Yeah.
That's kind of cute.
It's cute. Okay. And then other than that.
Babe, I don't know coaches.
I heard some people talking the other day about Alabama maybe and how they, maybe it wasn't Alabama, but it was some school, and about how they like only have taken one person out of the transfer portal in like 20 years or something. Portal. I don't know. I'm making everything up that I'm saying.
Transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's when a collegiate athlete decides that they want to transfer to another school.
Oh, got
and
it.
They
got
like
it.
Insert themselves into They're the into transfer the portal. And like
that scene in Finding Nemo. That's what I picture. And they're all zipping through there. And then a team grabs them out.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Do you remember at all who like, who like,
do you think
quote,
the answer is yes?
Like won football?
No. Like Remedy, I know less than you.
I'm trying to remember like who like won.
One football is a crazy. Well, don't they have like the divisions and like in those divisions, then you can like be the winner there. But is there, there's not like one college football team that like one wins the whole thing every year. It's not like there's like a Super Bowl.
Well, I'm thinking again, specifically SEC. And Georgia won the 2024 championship game.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, this year the championship game will take place on Saturday, December 6th, 2025.
Okay.
I think I might have deleted my ESPN app.
Uh-oh,
just kidding.
Re-download.
I still have it. Okay, let me take a look at some things.
Okay.
Okay. Saturday, August 30th. Oh, I'm just looking at the Florida schedule. But their first game is Saturday, August 30th. Against Long Island.
That's next Saturday. That's upcoming Saturday.
Yeah, we'll be not home. Okay. Well.
So are you going to be like watching football games on Saturdays?
Mm-hmm.
It's really crazy.
Even if not like intently.
You'll be like.
I would like to have it on.
Updated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like having a candle lit with like our awesome lighting.
Totally.
Football probably game. Drinking a coffee.
Yeah, I'll be reading a book.
If it's a morning game, yeah. Like that is so just
it is very fall. It is very fall. It's true.
Okay, in this. Totally. In this little sweatshirt. Okay, great. And I think it'll be good for you to maybe follow Baylor a little bit.
Maybe I should.
It just gives you something new in your life, you know?
Totally. Tom Let's would see. Like that.
Yes. They're playing Friday against Auburn.
Yeah.
And then they play SMU, Samford,
yeah.
Arizona State, OSU, Kansas State, TCU. I kind of like, these are teams that I like know and have like some sort of tiny investment in, specifically because of summer staff who go to these schools.
You got any summer staff that go to TCU?
Yes, of course. Girls that I love, love, love. And guys.
Oh.
You hate TCU.
I hate TCU. I don't care about sports. I don't care about football. But I do care about hating TCU.
Oh my gosh, why do you hate them so much?
It's just rivalry. It runs so, 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 so deep. Like, I was hating TCU when I was in high school, not even going to Baylor yet.
Well, they play each other October 18th.
I know they do. And you know what? They played each other my freshman year on my birthday, and we lost bad. Oof. And everyone was in a bad mood. And I was like, you guys, it's my birthday. Have I told that story on this before? Like, I've told that story recently.
No.
Yeah. It was sad. Everyone was sad. I got free pizza that game, though.
I love that for you.
But it was a bummer that we were playing the big poopy rivals on my birthday.
The big poopy rivals.
Big poopy rivals.
Okay. Wait. This is also something that I'm always confused about. Like, I know that football is happening.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, how is baseball happening right now?
I have no
idea. Don't you feel like idea. Baseball
it's always happening
all year
it's long. Happening all year long except for like January, and then I feel like it like ends and then it
starts again. It starts so quickly after the World Series and it is so long.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, our game. I wonder if we're gonna go.
I know, I was talking about it last night. We gotta go.
But how are they still gonna even be playing
know.
Next month?
I don't know.
Okay,
doesn't make any sense.
Okay, who do we think our dark horse team is? Team that we think could be really good this year. Who do you think, Libby?
I don't know. Okay. Should I just go with Baylor?
Do you think they're going to have a good season? Do you know at all if they had a good season last year?
No. I'm sure they didn't. That's the thing is, Baylor is doing bad. And if they're not doing bad, I'm hearing about it. Like, I know that they're doing good, you know?
Yeah.
So if I'm not hearing about Baylor sports, it's probably because they're doing bad.
Yeah.
So I would assume they probably didn't do very well. And hey, if I'm wrong, I would love to be wrong. Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome. But let's say Baylor.
Okay.
Let's say Baylor.
Baylor is Libby's dark horse. Team.
It's like, okay, the only team I know and semi-care about.
I'm wondering,
are you like looking at a list of teams? Because I don't even have any teams.
Yeah,
I said Baylor.
Sorry, I'm on my app. I remember like when I was in high school, like Oregon was having a moment.
Interesting.
I wonder if they'll have another. Oh my gosh, the team that I was referring to earlier about having like never taken a student from the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that was actually maybe Michigan. Ooh, you know what we need to do? My dark horse team, I don't know. For some reason, I'm feeling inclined to say like Ohio State, but I don't know if they're a dark horse team or if they're always kind of good.
I think they're always kind of good. But again, I don't know if that's true.
Okay. We need to watch a couple of football documentaries.
Yes. I want to watch quarterbacks.
Netflix. Oh my gosh. Quarterback is so good.
I want to watch quarterback and I want to watch America's Team.
Okay, great. Great. We'll watch all of those things.
Okay, good.
Also, you would be interested maybe in watching Swamp King.
Oh, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Done.
So we'll watch some of those too.
Okay, awesome.
Get us inspired for our journey this fall.
Yeah, we do. We do need to watch those.
Okay, and then the last question I have for us is who we think the cutest mascot is.
Oh, cutest?
Cutest mascot. Let's look up pictures of some.
I want to answer the question like what colors are the best? What team's colors are the best?
Florida.
Blue and orange.
Yes, they're complimentary. I also like Oregon's colors,
which are orange,
like green and yellow.
Oh,
ish, I think. But sometimes their jerseys are, well, green and gold is different than green and yellow.
Yeah, I know it is.
Sometimes their jerseys are like a little bit chartreuse, which is really intriguing to me.
When I think of a team's colors, legitimately, I think about the colors that you end up wearing to a game. So in college, it's like I would have to wear green or gold. Mm-hmm. And I did not like wearing those colors. So sometimes I'd wear like a neon yellow and just let it pass. I think that I would have enjoyed going to a school that a color was red.
Yeah,
it would have been like easy. A red and white. Like, I feel like that's a lot of teams' colors.
I know, which is maybe why I personally don't like that.
Yeah, that's fair. But I just think that those colors, you know what color would have been even worse than green and gold? Mm. Burnt orange. Bad color.
I think they always look so cute, though. Like, the University of Texas girls and their outfits. I'm like, y'all look so cute because they get to be so Western and cute.
That is true. The Western of it all.
And boots and
that's true.
White denim. Oh, it's so cute. I think, oh, I actually do like how Tennessee gets to dress. And they, like, all do like orange and white checkered pattern.
Yeah, with the overalls.
With the overalls.
I love that. I think
that's really cute.
Honestly, LSU. I love LSU colors.
What?
Yes. Isn't it purple?
Purple and yellow.
Yeah. I don't know why I love it.
You know, and rivalry with Florida. Oops.
Well, I say that. And the thing is, I've been to an LSU game and I saw all the girls dressed up and I was like, wait, because someone was wearing fun purple and white striped overalls. I thought it was so fun.
Wow.
Okay. So I'm like, eh.
Any team I feel like that can wear black.
Yeah.
Is lucky.
I also am going to say, I kind of forgot about LSU. I love LSU. Go Tigers. I love Louisiana. I love New Orleans. I do.
Let's not be doing that here, though.
What?
Saying go Tigers in this house.
Do you not like LSU?
No.
Are they rivals with Florida? I thought Florida was rivals with someone else.
I said Tennessee, yeah. But, like, it's really at the end of the day, Florida, LSU.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry, Hannah. She's my LSU girl.
Ugh. And it's really funny because my boss played football for 5 years, I think, at LSU. Big deal. He's a big deal. If you know of him, JD Moore. His jersey number.
I forgot that whole lore. Like, we should have brought him up earlier.
Honestly, wait. And then he also went to play on the Kansas City Chiefs.
We should have brought him up at the beginning. Why did we not think about that?
Because I don't often think of him, like, I forgot as football
that.
Him.
No, 100%. I forgot that. That was a thing.
Played on the team with Mahomes. Isn't that
so
crazy?
Awesome.
We'll awesome. Be this. There was a moment this summer when him and I were walking through camp and a camper runs up to him and he's like, Rambis, like, do you play with Mahomes? And JD was like, yep. It's so
amazing.
Cool. He has, which it's probably not the actual number anymore, but he's showed me Travis Kelce's phone number in his phone. Wow. And I said, give that to me. And he said, no. But isn't that insane?
That's crazy. That's so awesome.
Also, for those who don't know, Patrick Mahomes is from East Texas, where Libby and I live.
Mm-hmm.
So we could meet him.
We could. He's one of the quarterbacks on quarterback, mm-hmm. I heard. He is. So I want to watch that.
Kirk Cousins, though, is the best.
Wait, okay. So also, if you hear, it's because I have a phone charm on my phone. So anytime I touch my phone, it jangles, which I love. And everyone around me is going to hate.
Yesterday, me and Libby ran some errands and returned some packages. And she returned a phone case that has been on her phone for over a week.
Yeah. Because I got the phone case, threw my old phone case away, and then realized I wasn't really aligning. It wasn't feeling very me. And so I got a new phone case, but I had to keep that one until this new one came in.
She also returned some earrings.
In a Ziploc
baggie. In a Ziploc bag because she'd been wearing them.
Well, because I was wearing them. And then the like clasped. They never clasped. They kept on like falling out of my ears. And so I returned them, but I didn't have the baggie. So I said, I guess I'm going to put them in a Ziploc baggie. It was a very...
Okay, what were you going to say when I said Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins. So now we move on to the NFL.
Okay.
So I have some information about NFL quarterbacks that Kristen gave me.
Can I say one thing really quick?
Yeah.
that, because this is kind of going off, we didn't really talk about who the cutest mascot was.
Mm-hmm. I like the ducks. I like the duck.
The ducks are cute. Yeah. I will also say this, though. The Florida mascots are like, y'all, these are bad.
What is Florida's? Gators.
But there's a guy gator and a girl gator. And the girl gator like wears a bow. And they just look so weenie hot junior. Can you please get your foot like off of me? Like Libby's foot is floating in midair. Like so close to my face somehow.
It's not close to your face.
It's like it's close right here. Like it it's is. Like just in my
it's
face.
It's closer to your face than you would like. Yeah, okay, and we hate anyways, Weenie Hut Jr. in this house.
Crap, what was I going to say? Oh, there is one boy who plays, he's a rookie, I think on the Broncos, maybe? Mm-hmm. Orange. So it might be the Broncos.
This is a college team? Broncos?
Nope.
You're talking NFL now.
I'm talking NFL.
Got it.
His name is Colston Loveland.
Okay.
I sent you a TikTok of him.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Like I'm captivated.
I know.
By that
I should have done some more research about like the cute players.
Yeah, we should have.
Ellie loves Jaden Hurts.
Yeah.
And thinks he's so
Jalen.
Oh, Jalen Hurts. So I know he's cute.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy's cute. What's his name? Loveland?
Colston Loveland, rookie.
Yeah, he's a cutie. Okay.
Oh, Joe Burrow, of course, is a cutie.
What does he play for?
The Bengals, maybe?
Okay.
And
then Kirk Cousins is the guy who, like, does he have, like, a family?
Yes, he's Christian.
And, like, he walks, his pregame outfit is, like a button-down.
Yes,
khakis.
That he's, like, got from Sam's awesome. Or, like, Costco so awesome. Or something, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about some teams.
Okay.
And then we've received some phrases, some football phrases, and we're going to take guesses as to what we think they mean. And that's what's coming up next on this episode.
Okay.
So first we got the Cleveland Browns. Apparently there's some drama about their quarterbacks.
Okay.
So they spent all their money on Deshaun Watson. And apparently Deshaun, he's a bad guy. He assaulted somebody.
Okay.
And then they still spent all their money on him, but now
to like get him or yeah, to just like they already had him and no, to like pay his salary.
No, they bought him from another team.
Okay. What's his name?
Deshaun Watson. Again, I have this notes app and like there might be some typos and I didn't spell names right. So like if I say it wrong, you guys probably know what I'm trying to say. But now he's injured, okay?
Okay.
Then we got Joe Flacco, another quarterback on the same team. He's a good dude. In quotes, and was on the Browns before. And then they have Dylan Gabriel, and it's not normal to draft two quarterbacks. I'm just reading what I have type. It's not normal to draft two quarterbacks, okay? But they did.
Okay.
And then they have Shutter Sanders. And when Kristen said his name, okay. I thought she said Sugar Sanders.
It's not normal to draft two quarterbacks, but I've heard you speak of three.
No, they have six quarterbacks on their team right now.
Gosh. So what team is this again? Cincinnati.
Cleveland Browns.
Oh, Cleveland Browns. Okay.
So the Browns currently have six quarterbacks. So Shutter Sanders. Again.
What's his name?
I think it's Shutter Sanders. But when you said it, the first time I heard Sugar Sanders, and so now I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Who is Deion Sanders' son? Deion Sanders yes. was a cowboy.
Yes.
Went to coach college team. I guess his sons were on it. His son Shutter.
Colorado?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, good for you. I think. I say yes. That's what I remember. So now he's on the team. And they can't, so they have six quarterbacks. They can't make up their mind. Preseason is like kind of a part of tryout. So like they can cut people from the team during preseason, wow, which I didn't know. So they might not have all these people. I don't even think I listed six people, but apparently they do have six quarterbacks. So apparently there's lots of drama there because specifically Deshaun Watson isn't a good guy and there's drama.
Dang.
Then we've got the New York Giants. Russell Wilson. Which I was confusing with Rebel Wilson and Russell Crowe.
No. I'm thinking Russell Crowe. I'm like, what? I was like, wow.
No, was not Katy Perry's ex.
Different Russell. Russell Wilson is married to Sierra.
I knew this. Yes.
So, oh no, he's getting older and not as good. Okay. He's been on 4 teams in the last 5 years.
Oh gosh.
He's a good guy, but he's kind of cringy, apparently. And apparently the media doesn't do it. They do him dirty sometimes. But apparently.
I need to look him up.
So Russell Wilson is married to Sierra, and Sierra is best friends with, maybe she's not best friends with, but the girl who played Kate in Bridgerton, and I'm not remembering her name at the moment. Hold on, I'm looking up.
I like Russell. How old is old in football? Because don't you feel like some people are freaking old?
100%. So Sierra is friends with Simone Ashley, and apparently people saw the picture of them and then they're like, oh my gosh, who is Russell Wilson going to set up Simone with? Because apparently Sierra has another friend who she set up with another one of the players. I don't remember who it was. Another a girl who was in Fifth Harmony.
Okay.
I don't remember who it is. Jameis Winston is also on the New York Giants, and he's hilarious and he loves God.
I think I'm adding the name Jameis immediately to my baby list.
Jameis,
and he loves God. Date him?
Yeah, probably.
What's he look like?
I don't know. Look him up. And then Jackson Dart is also a good quarterback. That's all I have from the New York Giants.
Jameis Winston.
Yeah. What's he look like? Is he cute? He's hilarious.
He looks like every other football player.
Okay, great. How old is he?
Moving on. 31, so he's a little older than my threshold.
That's a perfect threshold for me. 31? Mm-hmm. Okay, whatever. We won't get into that.
That's
okay, you're
episode.
Like, oh, he's an oldie. Okay. And then all I have, a separate line, just Kirk Cousins. That's all I have. Kirk Cousins. Moving on, the Cowboys. Kristen was talking about how she's always been a Cowboys fan. My dad has always been a Cowboys fan. You said your family's always been Cowboys fans.
Yeah.
And then my dad was telling me about the show America's Team and how they haven't been good since like 1994.
Yeah.
Since before we were born. Mm-hmm. My dad was saying that he remembers living in Denton mm-hmm. when they were good. And it was awesome because there was like Cowboys pop-ups on every corner. And it was like all the like OG players and like their jerseys and all that. So it's very nostalgic.
Yeah.
And so apparently,
it's so nostalgic.
Micah Parsons is having drama with Jerry Jones.
Okay.
And he apparently is like having to re-sign his contract or something. And he was wanting to like maybe re-sign early or something like that. And Jerry Jones, like there was drama there. Also, I remember when I told you when I saw Jerry Jones's daughter, what's her name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte Jones at a restaurant. And I saw her walk in and I was like, why does that woman look so familiar?
Yeah.
And the person I was with, we were like, no, like, we cannot pin her. Like, and then all of a sudden I realized and we were freaking out.
Uh-huh. I don't like Charlotte Jones.
Well, yeah. I mean.
Yeah. I need to stop saying my opinions on this podcast.
Well, that's the whole show. Okay. So Micah Parsons is having drama with Jerry Jones. And then I got CeeDee Lamb. That's all I have there. And then Dak Prescott gets unwarranted hate, apparently.
And then I've got CeeDee Lamb. That's all I've got there.
That's all I got there.
Just his name.
And then Dak Prescott. And then I was hearing about how apparently the Cowboys are held to like such a different standard because they have always been America's team.
Yeah.
So when they do bad, people give them so much hate. So apparently Dak Prescott gets unwarranted hate because he's a Cowboy. They're similar to Conrad.
I know.
It always comes back.
I know CeeDee Lamb's. Mm-hmm. I know Dak Prescott's niece.
Okay.
She's a staffer at the ranch.
Wait, awesome.
And this summer, we all tried to FaceTime him, and he didn't answer. But then he texted back. He texted her an hour later, and he was like, hey, like, what's up? Are you okay? And she was like, oh my gosh, yeah, like, we were just trying to say hi at the ranch. And he was like, oh my gosh, like, I'll call back later. Like, just give me a heads up next time. But we never did, which is our biggest mistake in the entire world.
That's devastating.
Yeah. You remember Dez caught it?
No.
Oh, Libby, what do you mean you don't remember Dez caught it?
No. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Do you need me to spell it for you? D-E-Z space C-A-U-G-H-T space I-T.
No.
Okay. It was a situation like years ago, probably like 10 years ago, in a game. I think it was a playoff game against the Green Bay Packers,
mm-hmm.
I believe, in which Dez Bryant was thrown the ball and he caught it
mm-hmm.
really close to the ground, but like mm-hmm. he caught it.
Oh, no.
And the refs said that he didn't. And there was this like huge, I like went back to school the next day and we are all just like up in arms. Like,
totally.
Dez caught it. Like Dez caught the ball. And like, I don't know. I don't remember all the details, but it might've lost us the game.
Whoa.
But like years later, people still talk about it and like, we'll look up clips. Like we need Dez to watch it, honestly. It's like Dez caught it. It was so big for the Cowboys. Boys, like we were all mourning.
Wow. You have to remember I wasn't in Texas at the time, so people didn't care the same way that y'all cared.
That's true, but like I can't believe, like, obviously, like Tom's gonna know.
No, 1,000%
caught it,
but he also knows what my interests, the things I'm not interested in, so he wasn't telling. And if I ask, he'll tell me.
Yeah,
but okay, I think we move on to a few phrases and I think we should try to figure out what we think they mean and then we'll look them up.
Okay.
Okay. Flea flicker. What do you think that means?
Flea flicker.
Flea flicker.
I imagine that is when like a type of an interception. Like an interception off the fingertips.
Ooh. I was thinking it was like if someone was trying to catch it or something and it's like it hits their fingertips or something, maybe like that.
Okay.
Let's look it up. Flea flicker. You guys hear the charm? Flea flicker. Football. Meaning. A flea flicker is an unorthodox or trick play designed to fool the defensive team into thinking that a pass is a run instead of a pass. Oh.
Huh.
A play is a run instead of a pass. That's not what we thought. Okay, next.
But I can envision it in my head.
Yes, totally. Classic switcheroo. Moving on. Skinny post.
A skinny post.
A post where a girl is feeling really skinny. And so she posts a picture.
Stop.
I don't even know what a post is.
A post, I don't know, but maybe that's the field goal. But like, I'm imagining the thing that you kick a field goal through.
Okay.
Being the post. And I don't know, like maybe like barely.
Barely making it in?
Barely making it in, yeah.
Ooh, I like that. I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
Skinny post meaning. A type of post route where the receiver runs a shallower diagonal path towards the middle of the field. Like, Tom, why would we have known that?
No, he's being so ungracious with us right now.
Okay. Kill, kill, kill. That was a chant that we would do at Baylor. Kill, kill, kill. I think it's just like some kind of offense or maybe some kind of defense. That's my answer.
Yeah.
Like a really aggressive defensive play where you're just like jumping on the guy.
Ooh, maybe it's like when you're in, what's that called? The red zone. And you're just like not letting someone get, like maybe you're like chanting kill, kill, kill because like you're not letting them get past.
Yes, that's good. It's a quarterback signal to change the called play at the line of the scrimmage to a different. Okay. Like, I guess, yeah, kill it. Like, kill, 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 kill. Like, we're not doing that play. That's whatever. One more. Trips right.
Trips right.
Trips right.
W-R-I-G-H-T or?
Like, left, right.
Okay. Trips right. Trips right. And then he fakes.
Yeah.
And he's going. Woo, touchdown.
Okay.
That's
an offensive formation with three eligible receiver lineups on the same line, blah, blah, blah. Trips is the short word for triples or three. Oh, triples. Like, there's three on the right.
Oh.
Okay, well, that was, we were never going to win there.
We did bad.
Thanks for nothing. Maybe we'll try again with another sport. I think that we should do the same thing with basketball, and I think we're going to do a lot better.
I think basketball. We'll do a lot better.
I am a lot more invested in basketball. I will get invested. I mean, like, if you want me to, I will get invested in basketball this year. That's okay. The one sport I'm like, yeah, I'd watch.
Okay.
Okay, well, tell me how you catered football to be more something that you were interested in, so that you were interested last year, because I want to know how to make it more something that is more my vibe.
Totally. So first thing you're going to want to do is buy merch.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
Put money in? What kind of merch did you buy? That sweatshirt?
I bought this sweatshirt, which is so now is like Raggedy and All, because I've worn it so much at this point.
And All.
Raggedy and All.
Hand Raggedy doll?
And Doll.
And Doll. I was hearing Raggedy and All.
I know. Sorry, that's why ahead. I corrected it. Okay. So that's the first thing I did. I bought merch.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I did was always have a candle lit. Next thing I did was I liked games that were like at 11 a.m. on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I would wake up and I'd go on a little walk and I'd do my little time and I'd have a coffee and I'd sit and I'd watch the TV on the couch in my living room with amazing lighting and all my girly decorations. And I would take a nap as well.
Maybe I'll do some crafts too. That's a good craft time.
Crafts. And then I just like, yeah. That's it.
Okay. Awesome.
We've got to obviously go to a Super Bowl party.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
So far away.
It is.
Who won the Super Bowl last year?
Eagles.
The Eagles won. They played against the Chiefs and they won. I was voting for the voting for.
Yo, what?
I was rooting for the Chiefs against my will, but
why? Because you couldn't vote for the, you couldn't go for the Eagles.
Because of the Cowboys. Because of
Cowboys, yeah.
And also, obviously, if the Chiefs would have won, it would have like been Super Bowl history or something.
Oh.
So it would have been cool to be on that side of it all. But
Super Bowl could all, I mean, we also probably, we need to make the Super Bowl big because Taylor could be the person. So that's another concert in itself.
So true. So also.
Maybe we host.
We're not going to, I'm not hosting a Super Bowl party.
Okay, never mind.
Okay. We don't.
I don't care either.
Think about it. Like. We don't need to be two people saying we're going to a Super Bowl party, even though it would probably be better than most Super Bowl parties that we go to.
I agree.
Because like the snacks and the drinks would be immaculate.
I'm just saying, like, if Taylor Swift does perform, I could see a world in which we're like, we're throwing a Super Bowl party, but it's like a girly Super Bowl party.
Okay.
Blink, blink.
Good thing that's like 6 months away.
Good thing we don't have to think about it, but good thing we will probably talk about it again.
Like next week.
Yeah.
Okay. And then if it was an evening game, I really would just try to like always have it in mind and be having my ESPN app and really looking at the scores of all the teams.
So are you watching all of the games?
No, I'm watching the games that I care about.
What? So you care about Florida, and for NFL you care about Cowboys?
Yes, I wouldn't really watch much NFL.
Okay.
But I would always watch the Florida game, and then I would watch other teams that Florida would be playing.
Okay.
Just to, like, get my eyes on them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Study those plays.
So it's fun to just, like, be invested. And obviously, it wasn't a situation where I was like, I have to watch every single game. I'm canceling this. I'm not doing
this.
Yes. But it's like, if it was on, that's what I was wanting to do.
Okay, that's really interesting. I'm curious to see how I'm going to feel. I just, like, there's something about football that it's not my fancy.
Okay.
But we'll see. We'll try it out.
We'll try it out.
We'll try it out.
Okay, well, I thoroughly enjoyed talking about this.
This was really fun. I hope you guys enjoyed this, too. Hope you guys enjoyed laughing at us. Seriously, yeah. I know you all were laughing at us.
The people laughing like actually know the things that we were talking about, and so it was just really funny for you guys to hear.
And also, I just like want to preface this by saying, like, I am not knowing about football to get attention, because we've talked about that.
Totally.
This is not pick me behavior.
No.
It is, I don't care. I don't care. Uh-huh. And I'm not like, oh, explain it. I'm not asking boys to explain this to me. I don't care enough.
No.
So anyways, I just like needed to say that. Because, you know, if a girl is ever like stupid about something, I feel like it seems like it's pick me behavior.
Well, that's how girls can't win. It's like, so true. You don't know about sports and you're a pick me. You know about sports
and you're a pick me. That's so true. That's so true. Whatever. You're so right.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, by the time that you hear from us again after this episode,
college football will have started.
Season will have started.
Yeah. College. Yeah.
When does NFL start?
The next weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, on that note, da-da-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun